Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know something is wrong, and it's time to stand up. You are listening to the John Age Show.
Trust no one. Trust no one. Trust no one.
You found it. You're here. You're headlong down the runaway train that is the Anomic Age, and I am your host, John Age. Happy to be back with you once again in the not-so-wee hours of the PM. 4:28 Eastern Standard Time. Thanks for joining us today. I'll be your tour guide this afternoon as we take a somewhat satirical journey down the path of murder, destruction, mayhem, and the extermination of human life on this planet. A forced march into obsolescence thrust upon us by a global satanic death cult of pedophiles. Please check out AnomicAge.com if you've not already ready. Subscriptions. PayPal.me/AnomicAge. Patreon.com/AnomicAge as well. Can't do this without you, so I highly recommend becoming a patron. Can't emphasize this enough, dropping a donation. I don't care how small it is. If you want to throw me a little funny and send me 50 cents in donation, that's fine. That's awesome. But I need your help, you know. That old Suicidal Tendencies song, that old song, Making Light of the Pieces of Garbage in the 80s that were stealing people's money under the auspice of being some sort of religious organization. Yeah, right here in the formerly great state of North Carolina. The PTL? Yeah, that's one of the many that was going on then. Old Suicidal Tendencies song, Send Me Your Money. Yeah, just a little bit. I don't want it all. Just a little donation here or there would help to keep the lights on. That is the proverbial lights on this show. So if you were to be so inclined, that'd be amazing. That being said, you know all the other stuff. iPhone app, Android app, free newsletter, subscribe by email link. It's all there at AnomicAge.com. It's all for free. Just a cornucopia, a wealth of knowledge and information at AnomicAge.com. That's okay. I'm sure there's a great video of a cat falling off a sofa or some girl shaking her top for you on one of the other platforms or devices. That's a lot more interesting and a lot more worthy of a contribution than this show. So that's cool. PayPal.me/AnomicAge, Patreon.com/AnomicAge. Well, what we're talking about today is the faces of addiction. And it's going to be probably not what you would expect, because how's that old line go? You need only look at the person in the mirror, right? From V for Vendetta. If you're looking at the cause of all this, if you are looking at why we are in this decorative Easter hand basket that we are in, need not look anywhere else but the person that is in front of you every day as you peer into the mirror. Sitting there brushing your teeth, you're thinking, oh man, it's those freaky bleeps and bleeps and blobs and this group and that group and this other group over there and so forth and so on. It's you! And it's me too. We're all culpable for allowing the Republic to fall into disarray, to fall into the mess hole that it is in. And someone had commented a little bit back. I don't even remember when it was, because I've been posting all this love and support for France. I'm still on the the march to get myself a France flag and shirt because God loved the French people. God bless France. They need it. America, I don't think you can do anything. You're just, you're quivering, you're cowering in the corner, you've castrated yourselves, good grief, intentionally castrated and allowed yourself to have been prostrated here. That's where America is. So God bless the French people. Keep it up, folks in France. Hold the proverbial feet to the fire of these globalist pieces of filth. The goon squads and the police and military that are assaulting those people, you're scum. So God bless France for having a backbone, for looking down and figuring out what makes a man and a woman, for putting down the pipe, the booze, the porn, the gambling, the various other centuries of vices that we are fixated on here in the States. Way to go, France. Way to go, France. Good grief. I should have pulled this up. I would play the French national anthem right now if I had it pulled up. But someone commented recently because I was posting all this sort of thank you, France. Good job. Way to do something, you know. You never can tell, especially now, you know, who's an operative, who's a plant, who's a double agent, triple agent, sideways agent, whatever. But they were saying, well, what are we supposed to do? Well, what are we supposed to do in America? How are we supposed to resist? You know, I'm not going to tell you any way, shape, or form of how to resist tyranny, folks. Folks like Martin Luther King and Gandhi have laid it out for you. Yeah, I mean, that's just an extension of other things from civil disobedience from their writings long before those people. I mean, civil disobedience has been going on a long time. I believe it was, what the heck were they called? In England, 200 years ago, a group of farmers just resisting the tyranny. I can't think of their name, for heaven's sakes. Oh, well, it'll come back to me at an odd time. It will mean nothing. But nevertheless, you know, someone was supposed to, what are we supposed to do? I'm not going to tell you that, folks. I'm not going to tell you anything to do. You know, legally, lawfully, civilly, be disobedient however you can to the tyranny that is our country. However you see, in a godly fashion, civilly, lawfully to do that, that's your choice. I will not be the guide stone nor cornerstone to direct anyone. I'm not a quarterback. I'm just a guy. That's about it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to get into that jackpot. This was America. This was the freest nation, the greatest nation, the shining city on the hill, you know, to get all Reagan on you and all that nonsense. Whatever, folks. That used to be, being the operative word, used to be. So telling an American how to resist tyranny, it'd be like me trying to tell Mike Tyson how to box. It'd be like me trying to tell Pete Rose how to hit a baseball. That should be the ingrained American essence of freedom, liberty, resistance of tyranny. All that should be just hardwired into our DNA, into our spirit. So, you know, I'm not going to tell anyone what to do. That's on par with telling Pete Rose how to hit a baseball, telling Michael Jordan how to hit a jump shot. Yeah, this is on par with that. So, you know, I don't know. I couldn't tell you how to possibly resist tyranny. I have no idea. No clue. Good grief. I don't know. Couldn't tell you. But one thing we can do is face the addiction. Title of this episode, Faces of Addiction. And I'm going to give you a very clear picture of the faces of addiction because it's probably not the images that you're thinking. Anyone with eyes to see and ears to hear can see this 8 days a week and twice on Sunday in any city in this country, particularly those of the communist ilk. It's been common knowledge, streets of San Francisco having maps where all the heavy feces concentrations are, where the heavily littered with needles and other drug paraphernalia is, Same thing, coast to coast. Doesn't matter if you're in San Francisco, Philadelphia, New York, Oregon. It's the same old song, same old song. So, I mean, that's the very clear and evident picture of addiction. Heck, you want to go back to the 60s, the British invasion, the Rolling Stones, ironically enough, talking about Mommy's Little Helper. That was talking about the pills that were being amply distributed by the cult or pharmakia 60 plus years ago. So that's self-evident. And it's only been exacerbated here in the current century, year of our Lord 2023. It's so obvious. Everybody, it's just, I don't even need to mention it. Yeah, you can go to the doctor and get a prescription for darn near anything. Go in there, with, my nose hurts, my toe hurts, my big finger on my little, all this whatever hurts. Well, here's some drugs. When that prescription runs out, your pharmacy shop, your doctor shop, and eventually, that's going to run out, and that's going to end you up on Front Street looking for some Mommy's Little Helper of the not-so-clean pharmakia variety. That's obvious, isn't it? You see these images all over from the big cities, again, of Target, San Francisco, and Philadelphia. You got these brain-dead zombies addicted to bath salts, addicted to fentanyl, addicted to whatever. They're bent over, hunched over, looking like literal images. Very much connected here to the Night of the Living Dead. George A. Romero did a lot of his filming in Pennsylvania. It's kind of apropos. We're seeing all this zombie, real-life zombies in Philadelphia. It's so sad. What a joke. So if I have to tell you what the faces of addiction are that are so evident in the modern parlance, then you're on the wrong show. You have no brain cells. You have no pulse. This is all prima facie. But wait, there's more, because there's so much more addiction that you're probably reticent to admit. It's the addictions in our own homes, folks. It's the addictions to devices. It's everybody from a 2-year-old to a 102-year-old slumped over like a complete giblet head, tapping and watching and just eyes glazed over, brain in that alpha state, hypnagogic 110%, just the hum of the light on their face. It's not even hum anymore, but you can draw that analogy, I'm pretty sure. Those fluorescent lights used to be fluorescents, now they're LED. That hum they used to make with the ballast, now you don't have the hum, but you've got that fluorescent glow. You've got that LED glow. You got that blue screen glow, baby. What's that old Hi-Pro glow? That old dog food commercial back in the day. I think Busta Rhymes threw a lyric about that. The Hi-Pro glow. Yeah, you got the Hi-Pro glow now, except it's your device flickering in your eyes, dropping your brain state. So virtually everybody's plugged into that. I mean, I got my own little spy tech device, too. I tend to look at videos from time to time. You know, I got to put the information out there on the various social media platforms for this show. So, you know, I'm in on it. But I try not to go to the addiction state of it. I try to put my stuff up and put it down. Everybody in my family hates me because my phone's always in airplane mode. Next to Matt Landman, my phone's always in one of these lovely cell phone signal, all sorts of blocking bags. So it's cut on into airplane mode and it's put into its own little bag that can safely lock it from destroying me with the 5G and all the other nonsense. I go the extra mile, keep that mess under wraps. But that's a big problem. That's a big problem with the youth. They're so addicted to these things, they can't even go out of town without one. People get into just anger fits when they've lost their phone. Where could my little dopamine drip be? However am I going to get my dopamine drip if I don't have my light box with me? Oh, I don't know if I got likes or dislikes. However will I function without my Mommy's Little Helper? But wait, there's more. Because, of course, you got all the fellas stuck to the game. The game's on. The game's coming on. We got to miss the game. I used to be that way. I'm getting less and less like that every minute, every second of every day because I see what a sham it all is. It's a nice little escape. It's a little entertainment. For me, it's become background noise. I put the game on if I'm doing work. I can do work, look up occasionally, see what's up, get back to it. My brain needs a little slight distraction sometimes. But all the fellas got to be addicted to the game. And then everybody from the Gen Z to the Gen X, well, you're addicted to the video games, aren't you? This used to be a manifestation primarily of men and boys. Well, first boys, then men. Now it's folding on into the women, too. We got our video game addiction. Oh, boy. Can't wait to get home and play our game. We can get everybody involved now. We can play games all across the globe with other people. Oh, boy. Hallelujah. Can we get more distracted? Well, of course we can because we've got all our favorite shows at the click of a button. We can watch them in the car, in the bedroom, in the den. We can watch our favorite streaming pablum. Anytime. Can't believe they took my show off. Whatever am I going to talk about in public now? I can't talk about my show. What's that old REM say? Well, we talk about the weather. We're going to have to talk about the weather if we can't talk about a show. Wouldn't dare want to talk about anything real, would we? Wouldn't want to talk about the fact that they're pushing all this legislation to legalize grooming one step beyond. That old madness song, One Step Beyond. We're going one step beyond. We're going to kidnap your kids. We're going to send them to these states where they allow, more easily allow, minors to cut stuff off and staple stuff on. Hallelujah. But that's no big deal because we got to talk about the game. We got to talk about our shows. We don't want to talk about religion. We don't want to talk about politics. No, no, no. We might upset somebody. We might figure out those people that are our friends are not our friends. They're our contras. They're our enemies. They're our friends on the surface when we talk about nonsense. When we get to the heart of the matter, the meat of the matter, if you will, they're about as friendly. Cleaning this up. About as friendly as a briar patch. But that's okay, because you know, it's just another avenue of the addiction. It's another face of the addiction. So what have we covered? We've addicted to gaming. We're addicted to our devices. We're addicted to our shows. We're addicted to being lazy bums. That's really what it boils down to, folks. I'm going to do a whole episode on this pretty soon. I'm going to do a whole episode on those seven deadly sins. Yeah, some of those lovely seven deadly sins that they mentioned in Proverbs that everybody forgot about. Oh, that was a cute 90s movie. Seven, yeah. It was much more than that. It was in the Bible. It was a blueprint of what to do and or, more importantly, not to do. We've fallen into it all, haven't we? Fallen into it all. Addicted to our devices, we can get our dopamine drip. Addiction to our devices, because we got to keep up with the Joneses. Oh, well, what are they doing? It looks like they're going out of town. Well, they got a new car. Well, they got a boat. Oh, look at that girl's fancy ring. She got some shoes, girl. We got to look at them and feel envious, don't we? We got to get some of that. Fellas, equally stupid. Oh, my friend's got a big truck. I'm going to better get a bigger truck. He's got some prosthetic testes hanging from the back and everything. Look how cool he is. Man. He's the man. He ain't being a father of his children. He's watching the game. He's drunk. That's another one that's so elven. Everybody's just up in arms, which is a comedy. Let me put this on the screen for you. Up in arms. They got a tranny for Bud Light. That's this hilarious thing. I kept seeing these memes a couple of weeks ago. Oh, well, the Bud Light's done more for Alcoholics Anonymous than Alcoholics Anonymous could do in 60 years. And that's so funny. Well, it's funny, but it's sad. It's really sad, folks. Took a tranny on a beer can to get people to go, well, I'm not going to support that. All this other obvious news about the pedophile rings, the human trafficking, the GMOs, the chemtrails, the vaccines, they're trying to kill you. They're trying to whack you out. Tranny on a beer can. Well, this is my line. Pushing back from this. I'll get Pabst Blue Ribbon. Yeah, I'll show them, boy. Because you're addicted to the booze. I saw the similar from Jack Daniels. Similar mess from them, but everybody's kind of a hush on this. So is it only Bud Light that you're going to not be a drunk piece of trash? Is that it? When are we just going to fall back to bootlegging and moonshining? Oh, boy. North Carolina might have a gross domestic product again that's not soy. Let's throw this on the screen for you, folks. Anheuser-Busch products, don't support them. Yeah, this is just a smattering of the Anheuser-Busch products. So this is obvious. But I would say, more importantly, how about you just put down the booze, huh? Because then you might have to do some self-reflection. Then you might have to figure out, well, the booze is just as detrimental as the cigarettes, as the weed, as the vaping, as the micro-dosing, man. I'm trying to open my third eye. I don't want to do it through prayer. I don't want to do it through sitting and introspection. I'm just going to take some micro-doses or some big doses, man. Our society is such a pathetic joke of weak, sniveling, groveling trash. I mean, at some point, we just deserve every single bit of what we are getting and what's coming down. We just do. No apologies, no mercy, no exceptions. Let the roundups begin. That's what's up. That is what's up. And it's the same sort of analogy I drew in the previous episode, where we have got ourselves in a bear trap. We are neck deep in quicksand. You know, that old Wile E. Coyote thing, a boulder is about to fall on our heads, culturally, societally. And yet, while all this is going on, the citizenry is going, man, pass me another blunt, bruh. Give me some more bong action, man. Yeah, I've got some micro doses for you. I got some LSD, man. It's going to be great. Licking some frogs, picking some shrooms off cow pies, bruh. This is going to be awesome. That's where we are culturally. Like, it's all coming down. And meanwhile, we are mildly distracted at best. At best. Because of the various faces of addiction. That's where we're at. We are also addicted to the drama. You look at the social media, and I'm going attacking the right and the left here. Addicted to the drama in that you're addicted to posting things that are going to get sensational likes and follows and clicks and blips and blobs on the right or everything in between. Of course, you're addicted to the drama, which is a dopamine drip, man. Oh, boy. Yeah, I've chosen to take the high road. I'm not going to medicate with all this mess. I'll medicate via memes, bruh. That's it. It's another face of addiction. Admit it or don't. I don't care. Just calling it for what it is. Because until we call it for what it is and accept our own shortcomings, myself included, until we accept these shortcomings, we can't get ourselves out of the bear trap, out of the quicksand, like hobble up onto the shore and actually do anything to stop the mess that's going down. Gambling, never in my lifetime have I seen such an obvious ploy to push gambling. Every single sport, every single sports show, it's all infused with sponsored by gambling this, blah, 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 blah. Well, what do you think the odds are of this, blah, blah, blah? Well, I think the odds are pretty good. And, well, I read the score and the sporting report, and I think that the gambling on this, it's so obvious. They want to make sure that the fools that are playing dress up at the game, going along with the bread and circuses, playing hundreds, you know, thousands of dollars to support these buffoons, are also going to lose their shirts gambling. What's that going to do? More stress in the home, break up the family. The same thing all these other vices are doing. When I was a kid, I still loved the show, I got to say. Miami Vice, one of the greatest television shows ever made, bar none. But the premise was vice and narcotics. The vices, those seven deadly sins, the vices that vex humanity. I mean, that was the underlying premise and title of the show. I don't even know if you could do such a show now because our entire culture is given over to devices. To the vices. Sorry, that was a Freudian slip there. To the vices, not the devices, but yeah, works either way. We have given over to the vices. Culturally depraved on all levels. I mean, it is being normalized everywhere now that minor attracted persons is a normal thing. I talked about this years ago. I'm not alone in talking about this. It's normalized. It will continue to be normalized until it is, because God forbid anybody in the United States stand up for anything. People make it such a big deal. Nobody's standing for the flag and the pledge. They can't even stand up for the flag. There ain't no hope in them standing up for the societal decay, the immorality, the grooming, the killing you, water, air, food. Like, they can't even stand up for anything, folks. People are getting upset about a flag. Get serious. I don't care if they change the flag to... I'm not even going to say. That's really irrelevant. The problem is people won't stand for anything. At all. Nothing. Grooming your kids? Well, there's a game to watch. Vaccine is killing you? Well, I can't talk about that. A job, I'll make it fired. The adulteration of the water, the food, and the air? Well, I've got a program to watch, you know. Women, I want to go back with my friends and talk about this show I'm watching. I got to talk about that. It might upset somebody. Let's go get takeout and watch Netflix. It's addiction. It's addiction. It's addiction. That's what it is. 8 days a week, twice on Sunday. It's addiction any way you slice it. I had some good stuff pulled up. What was it? Here we go. Suicidal Tendencies did a great song called Feeding the Addiction. Yeah. Tastes like addiction, smells like addiction, feeding the addiction. People are all too happy to feed the addiction. They'll feed their own addiction and then besmirch others for having an addiction. That's hilarious, right? Well, I don't smoke. Well, you seem to have a gambling problem, Bill. Oh, I just have a couple glasses of wine every day. I can't believe these winos out on the street. It's just a different class of wino. They don't live in a penthouse. They live in a box. No difference. You're still filth. Well, I'm going to watch the game. I can't believe I've got a cover for Bob at work. It looks like he's out again. You know, he's going to rehab or something. We can't see the forest for the trees. We cannot see our own issues for worrying about other people's issues. So much of this comes down to that one thing where we need to start focusing on ourselves, not other people's mess, not other families' mess. Focus on yourself. Figure out yourself. Put your own mask on in the airplane as it's going down before you put on the person next to you's. Fix your own forbles before you go around talking bleep to other people. You can't worry about them, folks. You can worry about yourself. You can worry about your progeny. And then you can worry about your household and move on from there. I've said this so many times, but it just keeps coming back to that same old thing. Feeding the addiction. Old chorus of disapproval song. Addiction to disease. Disease calls for help. I'm blue in the face, man. You better help yourself. Love Chorus of Disapproval. That's such a good band. Often overlooked hardcore band from the West Coast. Great band. But that's where it is, folks. That's where it is. And we can't be afraid to call ourselves out for those issues. I'm not calling you out and not calling myself out. I got my own issues. I got to say, hey, enough's enough of this. Let's put this down. Let's put that down. Let's focus on what matters. You can't do everything, but you can do something. Please try to get out there and do your part and make a difference. I'll be seeing you sooner than later in the Anomic Age.
Thank you for listening to The Anomic Age, a John Age Project. For past shows, further info, and to comment, go to AnomicAge.com. That's AnomicAge.com. Till next time, thank you for listening to The Anomic Age.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.